Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Does the game matter as much now after Ohio State wins the national championship after losing to Michigan? I think it does. I think it does because I don't know how many seasons you're going to go where you lose. Either Michigan loses to Ohio State or Ohio State loses to Michigan, you go on and you win a national championship. I think it's a very, very hard thing to do. Next year, it's going to change. It's hard to put confetti back in the cannon. So I think that this year is going to be an anomaly. I think you'll have plenty of chances where you'll lose that Michigan game and be put in the playoffs. The same thing for Michigan against Ohio State. There will be plenty of opportunities there, yeah. But to actually run the table, win four games like that, no. I think that it's still pressure. I think that there's still going to be a lot there, even if you expand to 16 teams at some point, which you will. But even when you expand to 16 teams, you get rid of the college football conference championships, and I still think it matters.
Well, it'll never be as monumental a game, though, right? I mean, you got to agree with that.
No, because it would have knocked you out before.
It's never.
It's not as big as it was.
It's just not going to be a yearly elimination game the way it was. And I know that the C.J. Stroud
unless
team lost and had a chance.
Unless you've already had a lot of disappointment before.
Right.
Like, if you're already a two-loss team going into that game, yeah, that very well could be an elimination game.
Yeah, well, I think we will see three-loss teams in the playoff at some point, especially if they expand. So who knows? Like, it's just going to be hard for me to think about what would have to happen for an Ohio State team not to make the playoff. Same thing I said, Notre Dame's got their own, you know, kind of fast-track way that they're involved in the playoff. You know, these teams will have every opportunity because they're just looking for a win here or there. I mean, think about the teams that had no wins, had no impressive wins. Indiana was in the playoff, no impressive wins. Like, that's Indiana. So imagine Ohio State. Ohio State's always going to have, you know, a top 10 win most likely, right? Especially with the rosters that they're building and the way that the schedules are and how these super conferences are going to be given the benefit of the doubt. So you're always going to have teams ranked that are in that conference. So it's just never going to be what it was, which is if you lose to Michigan, that rivalry week, your season is over. It's just not the case going forward. So yeah, by definition, you know, the game's never going to be what it was. I know this will be a generation gap, too. I do think older Ohio State fans, it'll still matter, but younger Ohio State fans just maybe won't. It just won't. And yeah, you can hear Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer and all the great Earl Bruce, you know, when he would always come on during that week and would just get you really fired up. Like, yeah, they'll still tell you the game matters, but we just saw what happened this year. We saw Ohio State lose inexcusably to Michigan and then go win the national championship.
216-474-0092. Matt on the road, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Not bad, Matt. Go right on ahead.
So first off, you know, congrats to the Bucs. You know, but I do think this does kind of, you know, give credence to a few things where it's like, you know, you have now a situation where I kind of compare it to what year was it where the Bengals made the Super Bowl and all the Browns fans were running their mouth like, yeah, we swept the Bengals, but hey, and all the Bengals fans are like, well, yeah, well, we're in the Super Bowl, so. And I think the other thing, too, is like I think this could have, you know, you look at all these coaches' legacies and, you know, Cooper's known for not beating Michigan, you know, despite, you know, all the talent, everything on the teams, like what would that have done for him? Like if now in the 12-team playoff, it's just weird retrospect, I guess, now to look at some of these coaches.
Well, it's, I think that Matt, and thank you very much for the call. I think it goes from, again, you take Ryan Day 2 months ago, I would have felt he would just would have passed out, not actually gone to bed after the loss against Michigan. The despondent nature of things, the frustration boiling over, the booing, the flag incident, things like that. And to take it to where it is now, to get that team to get refocused, I think is a tremendous coaching job. And it's a tremendous job of professionalism, but also heart by the Ohio State team to care about what's to come, the playoff to come, to get the things matter most. And remember, you have guys there. Yeah, Will Howard, he's a transfer-in guy. You see this guy. I mean, we've tried to do this in the NFL with our own team. You take a guy, you bring him in, you try to make him a leader. You can't just lead right like that. You have to have that in you. And for Will Howard to go in and be from K-State, which is a lesser program, take over a place like Ohio State, instantly become that type of leader, be able to lead them past, I think that means something. I think that leads to the specialness of it. Like you made a mention here a couple of segments ago, Anthony. And I want to get to this, you know, snow weather thing coming up here in just a few minutes. But you made a mention a couple of segments ago about where this title would rank in terms of specialness. Of the three national championships that you've seen in your life, you say that this is number three. For me, as an outsider, right, I'd put Ohio State's 2002 at the top. I was still a fan then. I remember exactly where I was. I remember almost everything about the entire night. It was in a day that you could actually play the national championship game on a Friday of all days. The 2024 team, I think that this is more special than the 2014 team. Because of the playoff atmosphere and because, again, you've had this, the 2002 team, it was a lot of Ohio guys. It was a lot of guys. I mean, you had a few Federal League guys from my neck of the woods. You had a lot of guys there. And obviously you have a lot of Ohio guys that actually played for both of these teams last night in the national championship game. I think the most players from any state that played in this championship game or in the playoffs or whatever came from the state of Ohio. But you also, you have this team that had to be brought together, had to rely on each other for the final four games of this postseason after what happened against Michigan. To me, that speaks to something. I think that's more special. If we're doing the rankings there, I put 02, I'd put this team, then I'd put 2014.
Now, I think the Cardale Jones...
That was a big game. The fact
that Ohio State lost their quarterbacks,
yeah.
You're on your third string guy, yeah. He happens to be from right here in Northeast Ohio, that will still always be up there for me. And then obviously, you know, that's a team that beat Michigan. So back when it mattered. Now, you know, who knows? So hey, it's a national championship, Like we're obviously splitting hairs. You know, every Buckeye fan, you know, is having a blast with this. I think it's a very fringe Ohio State thing, and you probably are above the age of 60. I did see a few go, no, doesn't matter. We lost to Michigan. I'm just like, that's just a different era now.
They could wake up this morning and feel that way.
Let's split hairs. Right. You've got three of them now.
Yeah.
We do things in threes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, 02 is just, it's a world of its own. For me, I was on campus. It was a team I covered at Ohio State. Yeah, I did a radio show that year on campus with Jim Tressel. Like, nothing's ever going to come close to that. It's just going to be number one by far and away. And you made a case. I mean, Kenny, I'll give you credit. You made a case for this one because of the playoff. It's the first one. Remember, though, when they won it in 2014, right, that was the first expanded.
Yes,
the first four team at the time. That was expanded, but now this is even more expanded. So that's going to be number two for me. So many great moments. Beating Alabama, too. That was so awesome.
On 3 weeks before that, 4 weeks before that, you didn't have a quarterback.
You destroyed Wisconsin in that Big Ten championship, and I was there to watch it. Maybe that was part of it, too. I just wasn't as connected with
this
team.
Lord.
So your family's really just ruining Buckeye football for you now.
Yeah.
His family ruins a lot of things for him.
Although, did you see the get-in price yesterday? Wouldn't have mattered. Old me, new me, I wasn't getting into this game.
I think the lowest you showed on that screenshot was $4,000.
Yeah, so people wait until kickoff like you did for the Kansas City game this year. Like, oh, I'll just wait. There were people that bought flights, made it down to Atlanta, just assuming, yeah, when you're there, when you're on the ground, you'll get in. Nope. Not with Notre Dame and Ohio State playing. There was no decrease in price.
Let me get to Richie in Cleveland. Richie, you're first up in the fan. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. This is a great day for Ohio State. The fact that they had to beat four quality opponents in this playoff bracket. They also ended up beating Indiana earlier in the year, and they had other big wins. Hey, they lost a couple games. So what? It happens sometime. You know, if the Browns were to lose to Pittsburgh twice but end up winning the Super Bowl, you know, you'd think it'd be a great day for Browns football. So there's nothing to apologize for. Yeah, they let them back in the game, but still, it's another championship. Ohio State won the first 14 playoff, and now they won the first 12-team playoff. And if you're jonesing to root for winning football in Cleveland, just root for Ohio State, because the Browns are headed down a rough road to the bottom of the division. There ain't any light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, Ohio State has a great program pretty much every year. You know, some years are better than others, but they're usually going to have a winning season. And now that they expanded that playoff to 12 teams, they're darn near going to be in it every year unless they have some catastrophic failure of a season. So, man, thank you for taking my call.
I'd be willing to say, Richie, and thank you very much for the call. I'd be willing to say that 90% of the Buckeye fans, or the Browns fans in this area, are Buckeye fans. I'd be hard pressed to find ones that aren't, and the other ones, there's probably 7 or 8% that are Notre Dame fans, and then you have maybe an other if they went to another Big Ten school or somewhere else, or just, you know, like me, I went to Akron, so I'm an Akron guy. I think that that's the way a lot of people feel about the winning football with Ohio State, and with the Browns, them getting themselves figured out here. I don't know, maybe they'll get a couple of Buckeyes, and we'll talk about that coming up at 8 o'clock with the dangerous one, Darrell Ryder. All right, over the weekend, you had the big snow game. Los Angeles taking on Philadelphia, ended up being a blizzard. Lima, you said it was a bad day for all the weather people out there. I thought it a little bit differently, but you said it should have been a bad day for all the weather people.
This is one of the times we always talk about home field advantage. This was one of the weekends where, I mean, home field advantage was apparent, right? The way that Philadelphia handled the weather compared to the Rams, who look like they did not want to be out in that cold. And I know they made a game of it late. Like, Philly gave up those plays late in the fourth. You couldn't do anything against them. And then all of a sudden, they had a chance to win the game, the Rams. But, you know, overall, the weather was a factor there. And the weather was a factor for Baltimore, which, you know, they play in cold too. So I don't know that the home field
thing.
Yeah,
but if that's in a dome, they probably win that game.
Yes. I would have picked Baltimore if it was just nice out. If it was just 40 degrees out, I probably would have picked Baltimore to win that game. So weather had a huge impact on these games, Kenny. You can't deny that, right?
No, I think it did. I think it did. What is there a problem with the weather affecting the games?
I did think it made that Eagles game kind of unwatchable for two quarters. For the second and third quarter, neither team.
Unwatchable.
It was ugly. Neither team. I mean, I totally Jalen Hurts too. Jalen Hurts, they couldn't. I put it this way. Like, I want, in the biggest games, I want the athletes to be athletes. They could not be athletes in that game. You know, wide receivers couldn't cut. They were falling down. They couldn't handle the football. The ball
handling was different. Do okay.
Yeah, running back, full head of steam. Like, that's the type of thing that could work if you got through. But the passing game, you know, what do we always say about why they protect the quarterbacks? Because the networks know you want to see quarterbacks. You want to see guys able to throw the ball down the field in passing game, and that was gone really until the final drives by the Rams. Gone in the middle of that game.
I don't think that they just went up and down the field and threw the ball all over the place, but I thought when it mattered, I mean, Matt Stafford was able to move the football down the field. They were able to complete some big passes.
Saquon Barkley, it was directly in line too. The weather was part of it, though, right? Like, the second and third quarter was when the elements were at its worst in that game.
Of course.
So that was the time I'm like, man, these teams can't even get a 10-yard pass down the field. Like, that part of it was kind of unwatchable to me.
Well, I'm still pro-dome because I think that there's not a lot of times where you're going to get that type of weather. Playoff time, you're going to get that type of weather. I don't think that there's guys from all over the country, so I don't know how much of a home field advantage it actually matters as it is. But when you bring up athletes, like, okay, Saquon Barkley's a good running back. If you're going to have bad weather, you better have yourself a good running game. They have a good running game with the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't have the best running game with the LA Rams. So I still think that, hey, you want to talk about getting athletes in space. I didn't want to make anything easier for the Rams, for Kyren Williams or anything like that.
But Kyren couldn't handle the football either. That was definitely a part of it.
And that guy, didn't he go to, where did Kyren Williams go? Notre Dame. So he played in a cold weather. He played in cold weather as it was. I don't know how many snow games he actually had, but he played in cold weather as it was. I think that the people that make the big deals about they don't like to watch weather in the snow, or they go after the people. I really just think you're trying to be contrarian to be contrarian.
Well, I just don't want to watch a game with nine punts, and there were nine punts in a game.
That's the way it goes. Sometimes that's the way football is.
I think it definitely is that way when the elements, you know, get a hold of the game, and I think they did. So you would, let me ask you this. Would you rather have the Super Bowl in cold weather and snow every year?
No, because I think because the tradition, I'm used to warm weather Super Bowls, watching it on TV and everybody being on t-shirts and things like that.
Why do people act like cold weather is the tradition in football? The elements, is it because NFL films glorified some really cold games in the Ice Bowl?
Snow is excellent for television, and it's excellent to glorify for that stuff. I mean, my God, but I think when you get to the tradition of the areas, like if it were a balmy 67 degrees in that game, I do think it takes a little bit of it, because when you think of Philly in January, you think of bad weather, you think of storm fronts coming through, you think of a lot of snow and a lot of cussing and a lot of people boozed up and everything like that. I don't think you think of 70 degrees. If it were to snow in Miami during a playoff game, I think people would be thrown off by that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for me, and this is, I just think, what the fundamental disagreement is. For me, when it's the biggest games in football, I just want to see them not be neutered. I want to see the athletes do athletic things. It's why I watch the game. It's why we love quarterbacks, because quarterbacks throwing to guys down the field is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never buy that. I want to watch a game where a 4-yard run is like celebrated. That's just never going to be the type of football that's going to be what I'm into.
I think that there's, if it became nothing but 4-yard runs being celebrated, I think there would be a point to be made there. However, these one-off
like Notre Dame's
games are not
opening
a big
drive
issue to
yesterday.
Me.
Notre Dame's opening drive is not where I want to see football. And it was interesting in the NFL this weekend. I mean, that was the quarterback play. You know, really, again, Stafford's numbers were inflated because of those final two drives. But if you looked everywhere where the game was cold, I mean, what did Patrick Mahomes? What was his final line? 177? 177 for Patrick Mahomes. The best quarterback I've ever seen in my life, possibly. Patrick Mahomes is throwing for 177. That's just not the football that I like.